Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Folks, welcome for a Monday, September 29th, 2014, Planet Earth. Good to have you with us. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. My co-host, Melissa Berman, and I will be giving you folks readings, and those of you all that called in for a reading, be sure and press 1 and make sure you, if you want a reading, so we will see you in the host room as a question mark, that means you want a reading, especially if you have a last number like 5389, be sure and press 1. Having said that, I'm going to introduce myself in a moment. First, I want to get my beautiful co-host, the one and only Melissa Berman, online. Let me see, Melissa, hold on, can you hear me, my dear?
Hi, Gary, how are you? Hi, everybody, good evening. Oh, it's the last Monday of the month, and this new month is starting on Wednesday. Can you believe it?
We're getting through it.
Yeah, me too. I have a bunch of announcements to make, though. Do I have a second to do this?
Yeah, go to town, my girl.
All right, honey. Oh, I first want to thank you, Gary. It's been so much fun working with you this month. I just am so grateful we had a chance to connect more. And I thank everybody for calling in and all of our new friends and all the good stuff. I also wanted to announce that this is actually my last show with Psychics Gone Wild on a weekly basis because my schedule has just gone. You know, it's the 2 and 3 hour time difference because of the commute here, because I live in L.A. So
That's when I'm trying
to leave a meeting or a school or whatever I'm doing, and I get stuck in that traffic, there's no way. I mean, there's no way. Like, I used to have a Wednesday show, and my schedule now doesn't have me home until 7 o'clock at night. I'm barely getting here for this one. And so I talked to Jethro. You know, I'd be so happy to be a guest host now and then if I have an opening in my schedule. I think for anyone, you know, for him or you, and it'd be so much fun. And then, you know, you'll hear me. I'll be on Reverend Michael Corbone's show, Be the Light Now. I'm a regular in his show once a month. And so you can find me there, and you can find me on, I think it's called the Healing Light, Healing Fountain. That's out of England. I'm there every couple of months because we can only book it in because her show here in L.A. is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's like, or 1 in the, I can't remember, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So I know I'll be doing that when I'm on Christmas break. So that's my news, and I'm sticking to it. But I like
all
what
right.
you said about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, let's have a great time tonight, and I thank everybody. You can always find me at mabermanarts@gmail.com, you know, if you want to book a reading. And I think through Psychics Gone Wild, I think I'll still be, like, listed, but I won't be doing a weekly show because the logistics of it are I won't be here to do it. That's the logistics of it. Just saying.
Well, we're going to miss you, my dear. We're going to miss you indeed. So, let's all give Melissa a round of applause for the help she's given us so far. She's been a circle for 7 months. It's certainly a pleasure to work with her. So that goes out to you.
Thank you. And
what's your website real quick, Melissa?
Well, it's just my email is mabermanarts@gmail.com. That's kind of how I prefer to do it. I'm a little bit underground railroad there. You just contact me and we can take it from there. I'm on a bunch of other different websites and stuff. But I haven't really, you know, all that's in the making because of the different things that I do. I'm trying to figure out how to put that together. I can't do 3 different websites for 3 different things. You know how that rolls. But you have like 1 website for all that you do. So it's timing. It's divine timing as we do our channeling and psychometry tonight and all of our healing arts work. Yeah. Yep.
Amen.
Go ahead. And also, I just want to say for all the folks who have had readings recently, a couple people snuck in last week, Gare. They snuck right under the radar until once I heard their name and heard their voices and their stories, I was like, oh, you did not. You did not. So please, 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 first of all, it's detrimental to your spiritual growth to have too many readings because the guides will stop saying stuff. And they won't talk to you for a while because we don't want to misuse the oracle. And number two, let's other people really who haven't had a reading, we really want to give them an opportunity as well. So please be mindful of that. Oh, there's so much applause tonight, Gare. I love it. Woo! We love an audience.
Well, that's a good point. So if you folks have had several readings, just listen and let other people get some. But Melissa, I'm going to miss you, girl. And we got a lot of people in the call room tonight, so we're going to try and get to everybody. Real quickly, did you want to say anything else about yourself, what you do, Melissa?
No, I just, psychometry channeling. It's divine guidance based in all integrity based and to help improve and empower your life.
There you go, my girl.
Honey.
Well, real quick about myself, I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. In the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience one can have. I had a near-death experience. Nobody talked about them then. So it was about 10 or 15 years after that I realized that, other people have had things like this. Wrote a book about it. You can check it out, folks. You'd find it very interesting. You can buy it on Kindle for $5. It's called A Second in Eternity. So check it out. It's the most enlightening thing I've ever had in my life. And to this day, 35 years later, whenever, I still am empowered by it. I still flash back to how much infinite love and infinite creativity I saw, and I'm trying to learn to see it and be it in this life. So that's the basic essence of what I learned. Check out the book A Second in Eternity. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading with a method called Lipomancy. It's basically reading stones, and I'll be doing some readings for you folks tonight. In a quick nutshell, I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, love, commitment, timing, and place. And I charge these up in my hand, and when the caller says drop, I drop the stones, I read them around like a clock, covering 3 months. So for those of you all I give a lipomancy reading to, you can... It'll cover 3 months. I call it 3 months in 3 minutes. So you can certainly get more information from Melissa and I by a longer reading, but we just kind of give you a little taste of what we do. We got a lot of calls, Melissa. So
I have a question about because you do lithomancy as well. I mean, you're interpreting it, and that's your psychic work, but you also do stuff without the stones. Is that correct?
I mean, I read stones and cards, but I just use those methodologies. Actually, when I was in Europe, I lived in Europe in the 90s. Many people knew I gave readings because I was a musician, and word got out that I was also a psychic. And so a lot of people asked me for readings. Several times I didn't have my stones with me. So I started using whatever was laying around the kitchen table, a spoon, a knife, a trinket, an ashtray, because... Bottom line, it's all symbolism. And if you teach yourself or allow yourself to see symbolism in everything, you can read anything. So, yeah, I just use these as symbols. But, I look at everything from past lives to future possibilities and everything in between just by these two methods because it's there's so much there. If you tune into it, there's so much in the moment. There's infinite knowledge in the moment if we tap into it. So, I sometimes just read things that I see right in the daytime. I always read for myself. I'm always learning to read signs,
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, I'll give you a really quick example about creative psychic ability. I'm 66 and I've learned a lot, but 2 years ago I learned something really neat. I lost my keys for the 40th time, went frantically looking for them, couldn't find them, sat down after about an hour and went, "This ain't cutting it. Keys, you find me." And I thought that for 2 days, and I found my keys. And not only that, I taught that process to several people, including a director on a film shoot. I was a acting in a little independent film, and the director lost her ring and couldn't find it, and everybody's looking for it in the crew, and I finally said, hey folks, let me throw this out, try this. I told her to think about it for 2 days, just think about it, don't let me have it draw to you. And the crew, of course, is laughing because they're hippie, Cosmic Gary. And guess what? A week later, she's in a family ring. According to my girlfriend, she's found stuff. I've talked to other people.
She found her ring, so she just thought about it for a couple of days and just ring you find me, ring you find me. Where was it? Where did she find it?
Right here in Austin. Well, I forgot exactly where she found it, to be honest with you. She told me, but I forget. I was just late. She found it.
That is genius. And when you found your keys, where were they? I'm just curious. Do you remember where they were? Because I feel like they weren't in the right, the same place. They weren't in the same place that they normally were they?
No,
it
they
just
weren't.
Feels
they
like
were
they were
hand.
Like tricking you. It was like you were supposed to learn this technique or something.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, I
get you're 100% on, Melissa. That's exactly what it is. Because not only did I learn the technique out of clear blue, and like I said, I've learned a lot of things to be a psychic ability, but this was like, wow, this is simple. I'm 66. I misplace crap all the time, but not very long. It's gone. I find it just a minute now because I just zen it in. It doesn't matter if it's a glass of water or keys. And a couple weeks ago, I lost my keys again. And this time, I did my little meditation. I'm in the garage. I looked down and saw a screwdriver. It's pointing over to the recycle bin. I went right over there to the recycle bin, opened it up. Sure enough, my keys were in there. I dropped them out of my hand when I dropped it into the recycling.
It's like your angelic team. It was like an intervention from the fairies and the devas and all those beautiful spirits that just said, oh, we're going to point you in the right direction, right?
Oh, good.
And those are signs. That's what we want to teach everybody, you know,
amen.
The wind. Yeah, that's a great conversation.
Listen to birds. Listen to the wind. Listen to nature. You want to see God, look at nature, you know. Look at your inside yourself and then at nature. Having said that, we're going to move on, folks, because we got a lot of readings to do, and we're going to try and get a little bit of everybody. What do you think if we rotate, Melissa? You want to? Give a little to both.
Rotate and jam, because, you know, we're good at that.
Okay, we're going to give you 626 as soon as we get 626 on the phone. 626, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia, I want you to meet Melissa. Melissa, meet Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Thanks,
Gary.
How can we help you tonight, Lydia?
I am in a new chapter. I've got a blank canvas in front of me right now, and I want to make sure my next step is aligned with my life's work. So I'm wondering if you have any guidance for me about what direction or what steps I need to take towards my life's work right now. Was that too vague?
Yeah.
What direction I need to go in terms of starting a new job or a career path or
Well, it feels like you might need some extra schooling is what your guides are sharing. There might be a study course, not that you have to go back to college or anything like that, but there's a study course or something, a seminar or some sort of study course or something that you might wish to participate in that's going to kind of jumpstart everything. You question yourself an awful lot, and you get caught up in your head space. It becomes like a web almost, and it's just because you're trying so hard to figure it out. And it feels like it's like Gary was just sharing about the whole thing about keys you find me, which is just such a beautiful metaphor for what you're going through. You just need to follow. It's like the breadcrumbs going from Hansel and Gretel back home, you know. It's like we want those breadcrumbs to lead you home, not to the witch's house. But we love witches. But you know what I'm saying? So it feels like you know, stop confusing yourself by trying to do too much and put as many seeds out there and plant as many seeds out there as you want, because it feels like it's very creative work that you do. Is that correct? It feels very creative. So as a creative person, you need to have as many outlets as you can possibly get for your creativity. Even if your work is creative, you still need creative outlets. So if something comes along that there's a seminar that's affiliated with one of these things that you want to do, follow your intuition on that. And sometimes they don't even cost anything, but follow your intuition. And if you want to be more specific, you know, your guides can tune in. It's just we don't have a lot of time to, you know, oftentimes when we do fuller readings, we get into more even of the philosophy. We can kind of guide through it and talk about past life stuff, but we don't have the luxury of that when we do on-air readings. So, you know, we have like a minute or two. So if there's anything more specifically you want to know, you'd have to ask that. I don't know if you really want to reveal that. So I'm hoping that this gives you like a little game plan to get out of your own way, stop trying to analyze everything, do as much as you want to do. Do all of it. But look to see if there's something in your – it doesn't even have to be in your township. It might you might have to drive, you know, 20 minutes, 45 minutes to this thing. But it feels like that is going to be something that's going to help sort of be a springboard, a catapult, you know, to answer some of those questions. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome, Lydia. All the best. Keep being awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hey, bye.
God bless you, Lydia. And all
isn't that
folks
a pretty name? That is such a pretty name, Lydia. I want to say that, Lydia.
Beautiful. It rolls off. To all
yeah,
you folks that call in and get readings, you can also go back to this show, probably 10 minutes or an hour or so after the show, and download the archives and listen to the reading and so forth. Didn't mean to cut you off there, Melissa, but yes, it was.
No. That's fine.
All right, I'm going to go to the next caller here, and I think I might have talked to this lady last night. This is area code 254. We got several 254s, but it ends in 89. I think this is Pauline. Am I correct, Pauline?
Yeah, this is her.
Pauline, how are you? Glad you called in, girl. Would you like me to do a short 3-month reading for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is probably the most efficient way to cover a lot of things quick. And for you, those of y'all that call in, if you talk to Melissa, get a specific question. It's we do kind of different things. I just tell you what's happening over the next couple months without any questions, and Melissa wants a specific question. So you got both ends of the spectrum tonight. That was that. Having said that, Pauline, all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is say drop. And I'll tell you what I'm going to see in the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got the sun and the play stone right at the top. So believe it or not, you're going to make a lot of progress in these next couple weeks with direction, with things about place, with being able to get things more level for yourself here. The sun at the very top shows a lot of power and good decision-making. Yes, there's a lot of things with men, love, and relationships that are all kind of complicated here. But as you decide, just like finding your keys, as Melissa was telling Lydia a minute ago, you know, think in terms of these things happening. Think in terms of power. Think in terms of you breaking through a maddening cycle right now so you can really get the effect of good decision making, and that means you making a commitment to thinking outside the box and really believing spiritually that all the problems going on, that you can not only deal with them and solve them, but you can come out ahead on this. And when you really believe that and start putting into play, just like if you believe you can play piano, that's fine, but you still have to sit down and learn the notes and practice. So give yourself credit for being able to change a lot of confusion, a lot of heartache right now about men, about direction, about balance, about your place. And as you do, by the second, third week, you're going to feel a lot of fresh change. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're going to be a lot more imbalanced than you've probably been in a while. You're going to have a lot of good opportunities for you. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, again, I can only cover so much. It's a short reading. But from the 9th to the 10th, 11th week, not only have you made this really fresh, you've recreated your whole way you see yourself. You really have. And the sun at the top is saying you can do that sooner than later. Now's the time to do it. Toward the end of this 3-month period, with the life stone, the luck stone, and Mercury, you've done made a lot of decisions to be lucky again. And that's the first one I suggest you make right now. Find your keys, girl. And as you go through this 3-month period, you're going to find a lot of power because you just set your mind on having it and having things clear up. The details of it, you'll find out as you encounter it. But think big about the possibilities of you coming out ahead just all sorted out. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
I'm still a little confused. What about the gentleman?
Well, I see some issues here that you're going to have to solve. I don't have time to go into too much detail, my dear, because we've got a lot of callers. But listen back to this recording. You'll find out the details as you go through. The thing you want to do right now is just determine you're going to come out ahead, one way or t'other.
Okay.
And that's the first thing you do. Find your keys, Pauline. That help you, girl?
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good night. And again, Pauline, Lydia, all you folks, you can call back, dial back into the show, and listen again to the archives. Having said that, 267, you are on.
Yes.
I'll be with you.
Hello?
What's your name, brother? Who is this?
Tracy.
Tracy?
Yeah.
How are you, Tracy?
Good, how are you?
Good. Melissa, do you know Tracy?
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, how can we help you?
I just have a question to ask.
Sure.
I just wanted to know on how everything is going to work out for next month. My husband has a hearing to go through.
Mm-hmm.
A legal matter.
Okay. Well, there just seems like there's so many blocks. There's just so many obstacles in this. It just feels like there's like been this struggle, this fight, this when is this going to be over kind of thing. And I know it's affecting everything, but it's a timetable thing. It's something your husband unfortunately has to go through. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's something that he has to go through for whatever reason. We get spiritual about this because everything is spiritual, whether people want to believe it or not. And something that he has to make right with his own soul. So it just feels like there's some timetable issues here. There feels like there's been a hold up with the lawyers, that his lawyer is just like, it feels like there's been backtracking and there's been all this stuff. So Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde in October 4th, so you're going to have to really be patient. The outcome, I'm not allowed to know because that's between your husband's, your husband hasn't asked me for a reading. You're asking me for a reading to help with it. So I don't have his permission to even tune in too much. I'm doing the best I can with your guides of what we're allowed to share. That's just the ethical part of all of this. So hang in there. Be strong. Be patient. Just try to be as supportive as you can, because it feels like it's going to be a bumpy ride, and it feels like there's a roller coaster, there's a mountain, there's all this stuff that's happening, and there may be a delay, and again, this is guidance, we're doing the best we can, there may be a delay, so don't give up, never give up, and just be as supportive as you can.
Oh, I am.
Does that help you, Tracy?
Somewhat, yes.
I kind of felt the same thing. It's complicated, but I feel like you're going to come out of it fairly lucky, probably luckier than it looks right now. Keep your faith and visualize things working well. Visualize things working well. I don't think it's written in stone yet how it's going to turn out, but I do feel the same thing, a lot of confusion. So God bless you. Think big, girl. Keep yourself inspired. It's the best you can do.
Okay, thank you. Take
you
care,
too,
Tracy.
Girl.
All right,
have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
As I always tell people, because I've learned it, and I'm sure you have too, Melissa, that, we only have so much choice sometimes over our situation. We're all of a sudden just in a situation, whether we know why we brought it to ourselves, whatever. Where we have absolute free will, always, always, isn't how we interpret it. So interpret it as the universe always giving you some enlightenment, even though it's a pile of crap you're going through at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Do yourself a favor. Yeah, keep the faith. 914, are you with us, 914?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Alina.
Alina?
Yes.
How can we help you, my dear?
Yes, I want to tell you my future, what you see in general.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. I'll say 3 months in 3 minutes. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
That work for you? Well, I'll tell you what, Alina, I'm charging these 16 stones up, and they're getting nice and warm, and all you have to do is say drop one time, real clearly, drop, and I'll drop the stones. I'll tell you what I see. Okay. Whenever you want to say draw. Say it real clear, my dear. One time. Alina?
Yes.
Just say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you. Just say drop. Well, I'll tell you what, girl, I'm going to drop for you. Okay, I just dropped for you. This is the time for you to start, even though there's been a lot of disillusionment, this is time for you to start really establishing like a new strength, new confidence within yourself. Because you're dealing with issues about your place here in the first week or two, like fresh stability, like having a groundedness and so forth. And that really is important because it helps you be able to make a lot of these decisions about past issues so you can clear things out. And so in this first couple of days or week, you just envision yourself. Like, are you listening to me, girl? Envision yourself really thinking big because it'll help you get a lot of strength. And it'll help you sort a lot of things out, like rearranging plans and so forth, organization, structure, that sort of thing. And by the fourth and fifth week, can you hear me, my dear? Okay, by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to get a lot of, by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to get a lot of good feelings about things again back in your life. And from relationships and luck, from the sixth to the week on, there's a lot of good things happening for you. And what you're doing right now, the reason I'm kind of skipping over a lot of these details, is what you're learning to do really is be braver, to think outside the box, to be real ingenious, to not hold yourself in some sort of pattern. So you're going through a real breaking, you're making patterns to be stable so you can learn to break out of patterns that defeat you. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, mm-hmm. Alina?
Yes. What did you say?
Well, you'll listen back on the recording. Someone was talking, so call back into the, listen back to this show in an hour. Go back here. You can download the recording, or you can hear the reading again. And that's the, all you folks that have a reading, you can go hear them again. We got a lot of callers, Melissa. We're going to try and catch a couple more in the order they called, so don't hang up and call back, folks. This is area code 561. Are you with us?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Lisa?
Hey, Lisa.
Yes. Hi.
Lisa. Hey. Lisa, say hello to my Lisa.
Hello, my Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How can we help you this evening?
I have two interviews Wednesday, and I wanted to see how you.
I'm sorry, I can't even hear you. Are you on a speaker?
No, I'm not.
For some reason, you just completely broke up. Yes, try it again.
Oh,
sorry. I was like, what? I was like, where are you?
I have two interviews on Wednesday, and I wanted to see how you felt either one of these would go.
Oh, you have two interviews this Wednesday on October the 1st. Okay. Well, you're going to be offered both. So as far as, so you get to pick and choose. Just go in there and shine. You know, it's not even about selling yourself. It's about shining. It's very different. You're going to, I would say do a little meditation, a little invocation, a little protection stuff before you go in to each interview and just make them just, you want them to just bow at your feet and love you. So you want to go in just being the natural girl that you are. Go in knowing that you're confident. Go in knowing that you have something special to offer. But you don't say that. I'm confident. I'm your girl. I have something to offer. You talk to them. And you talk to them with your knowledge. And you talk to them with your appropriate being. Do you know what you know the difference? Because some people go into interviews and they're all over the place. You're going to go in with this lovely feeling of confidence, this lovely feeling of being in the right place, and you'll know, you'll feel which feels the best. But have a great time on these interviews. You've waited a long time for this, so have a good time. Have a really good time.
Yeah, great. That's great.
All right, Lisa, all the best.
Hey, Lisa, I was going to add one thing. My dad, God bless him, great dad, told me when I was young, and it worked. He said, you go in that job and you tell that person who's interviewing, and you do it very politely and respectfully, but you say, I'm the person for the job. I can do it. I will do it. I'll follow up. I'll be the best. You make sure they remember you in a very positive way. Personality works. You know, glow, be happy. So show vibrance and intelligence. That will get people liking.
How will I know which one is going to work out for me?
Well,
you're
going to
feel it
in
your heart. You're going to know which one is best. You'll feel it. You'll know. We can't tell you that.
Okay.
That's up to you to figure out.
All right. Okay.
Amen.
I'm going to.
Two good options are good.
Use my intuition.
That's it. Work your hair, work the room, get dressed, and have fun.
Okay,
smile.
Thanks. All right,
bye-bye.
We often sell ourselves short of where we should, and, you know, later in my life, as I am now, I'm finally learning that. So, believe big, folks. Believe big. I'm trying to get 571 online. Can you hear me, 571?
Yes, I can. This is Steve from Virginia.
Steve, how you doing, my man?
Pretty good.
Good. Go ahead.
I'd just like to get a general reading or ask if any of my guides have anything they would like to tell me. Or.
Okay, would you like me to see that in a 3-month reading?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Steve, I've been charging these stones up as I do during the show, before the show, and after the show. And, they're getting nice and warm, so all you have to do is say drop, and I'll try to focus on what guides are saying in addition to what I feel. Okay?
Drop.
So there you go. There you go. Now, you have Neptune on the very top, too, and very interesting. You have a sun at 6 o'clock, so you have Neptune at 12, you have the sun at 6. What this is telling me, it's really interesting. You have a very strong triangle in here. This is telling me that you're really supposed to increase your own spirituality and awareness and belief and confidence. You've got a natural ability at that. You don't quite trust it yet. And you're asking, that's why your guides would rather talk to you personally. And this sun at 6 o'clock is saying in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, you're going to learn a lot about this. And you're going to learn a lot about it because of looking at things about relationships, about your home, about plans, and about a lot of things that you really worked on, and then they kind of did a 180, did a circle. So, and it's through difficulties and challenges that we learn the most. When life just grooving along, we just, you know, we're hedonists. We take it. You know, we don't ask why. So when we have things that we're working on, pressures, conflicts, that's when we grow. That's when we learn. Every story, every song is about conflict, you know. So through the conflict that you've been through and you felt, start thinking real big and dreaming, because your guides are telling me both, and you've got several female guides too, you really do, closer to you than you think, trying to kind of get you to draw them in, like I was saying at the early start of the show, find your keys. Some of them have passed over recently, but they're saying that you have the power to tune into them more, learn to watch the signs. And by the third and fourth week, as you apply this more and more and more, almost like fearlessness about your own intuitive ability, you're going to start realizing, wow, it's going to start working for you. Because from the seventh and eighth and ninth week, you've really increased your awareness a lot about so many things. Your decision-making is better. You're much more confident about yourself. And that's going to not only help you with love in the future, which is a very important thing that you'd like to get in your life in a very good way, it's going to help you in the long term with knowing how you reconnect with spirituality and your guides yourself. Always be open. Always be learning new things. Like I said, I learned to find my keys at 64. I'm 66, and I wish I discovered it at 20. I spent 40 years losing ground. But I don't anymore, so you think big. Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Also, Steve, you have a Native American Cherokee Chief is one of your master guides, and if there's anything that you discover between now and the Halloween season that you get drawn to do that has something to do with that kind of philosophy, where you would be out in nature, you would need to you know, metaphorically pass a peace pipe, or you would need to build a fire. These are all metaphors. This is guidance. This is what this angelic being wants you to know, that the more you give your team permission to help you, the more they can contact you. So your homework is to give your guides more permission to interact and participate with you. It's you're a team. You guys are all part of the same team.
That's interesting because I'm planning on going to a shamanic retreat in the near future.
Whoa. Wow, that's amazing. I got chills on that. That sounds amazing.
I'm getting goosebumps all over.
I know. I just have chills, too.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Amazing.
Wow, yeah. I'm really getting zapped.
Well, good, man. we guarantee we try to zap you.
Oh, and bless
Steve,
your heart,
Steve.
Everything that you guys said has really applied to what's going on with me. I won't talk too long, but on the spiritual path, and kind of got turned around, and I'm like, what the heck happened? And now I'm just kind of trying to reverse it all and get back into that way of life.
It's like life, Steve. It's always a series. There's ups and downs. There's cycles. They're always going to be. Just remember to always see the light in the darkest of times. You'll find it.
Yeah. And the best part is that you have the awareness, and that's what's carrying you through, and you'll take those lessons. And you'll apply what you've been through. So please don't beat yourself up. You know, you're on the right track. You're on the right path. Purple, this color purple is showing very strongly for you, and that's a protective color. So, you know, if you can get a piece of amethyst to work with if you don't have some and surround yourself with that healing color, that's trying to get your attention as well.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with everything. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah, God bless you, Steve.
Thank you.
Melissa, you and I saw the same thing, a heightened spirituality taking place. And that's what it's about.
That's so wonderful. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Everything is in cycles, folks, so don't get too confused if it's a difficult one. Or like they say in the I Ching, it goes to its opposite. You know? 770, are you with us, 770?
Hello, I am. How
who
are
we
you guys
with?
Tonight?
We're good, girl.
Patty,
what's
calling
your name?
Out of Georgia.
Patty, is that right? Patty?
Yes.
Patty,
meet
Melissa.
Patty, haven't we read for you kind of recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, wow, it's been months ago.
Okay, that's good to know. Hit us. Hit it, girl. Let's hear what's up.
Not recent, not known. It's been a few months. Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Hit us with the good stuff. Let's see what's going on here, girl. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to know about relationships. I met this guy online. He say he has an interest. We spoke today, and he we live in the same metro, in the same area. Well, you know, metro Atlanta, about 25-30 minutes away. So I said to him, he wanted me to send him another picture. So I said, why don't we meet at a local, I meet you halfway, we meet at a local Starbucks, and you get to see me and live in color. He wants a picture, and I was like,
no, this is not good. I'm sorry, I'll just interrupt. No, no, no. This is somebody who's already trying to manipulate you, and you're trying to make yourself available, and he's trying to control it already.
Yes.
So those are like amazing. Your guides are you know, all of our guides have such great senses of humor. They're showing like the yellow caution thing, but they're showing a cannon and a cannonball. And that cannon, and I know Gary's going to have something fabulous to say about that. The cannonball is getting rid, it's like the cannonball has been shot, and there's all of this powder that like poisons people. Girlfriend, it's time to find somebody else. If he can't meet you halfway on your terms and he's trying to look at you, this is manipulative, and it feels creepy to me. I got to be honest with you. I wish you would go and meet people, like go to a bookstore, go to a hardware store. Women have and men, all of you, I have heard so many people have found their true love at the hardware store. Kid you not. Go to a sporting goods store. Put yourself out there. You're not meant to do this online stuff. It's a dangerous business, and you've got to go out. Tell him thank you, no thank you. And he may try to hound you a little bit and harass you. Let this one go. You need to be out in person meeting and greeting people, honey. Please don't do this right now. This is your guide.
I didn't feel good about it.
Yeah,
I really didn't.
Trust
and
that.
I feel, and, Oh, the reason being he wants to. I say, are you looking for a petite woman? No, not necessarily petite, but anyone who's overweight. It's a chance that they have diabetes, heart.
Oh, this guy's a loser. Bye. Kick him to the curb. You know what? He's already.
So what?
Patty, it's sick. You don't need this. I'm going to let Gary take this now. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I agree with you. If you're reading the signs and you're seeing trickery and you're seeing stuff that doesn't feel right, pass on it. Remember, we go through life to learn how to be discriminating, and that's why we get crap thrown at us so we can decide if it goes in the good pile or the bad pile, you know. And there's a lot of in-between, but I was agreeing with her that you need to raise to your own level of love and fairness. And that sort of thing. This feels like it's kind of a used car salesman. <You know>?
Okay.
I hope that helps you, Patty.
My instinct was right.
You're right. Listen to it.
Go out and meet and greet people. Go to the grocery store. Go in the beer aisle. Go where guys go.
Okay.
Just be flirty. I had somebody once tell me, Melissa, why don't you go to the book? Because I'm always, if I go to a bookstore, I'm in the metaphysical section. I don't care. You know, it's like, that's where I go. But you know, why don't you go and hang out in the history department, in the history thing? It was like people were trying to, you know, get me to go do that. It was so funny. But, yeah, go check out the history and the sports section at the bookstore. You can't lose. Just go hang out. But
yes,
that's your truth. People need to meet and greet you in person. And you get to be the discerning, like Gary was saying. You're the discerning one. You get to call the shots. This guy's a nut job.
Thank you. Thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome. Stay beautiful, girly girl.
Amen, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
You're welcome.
And
Patty,
and to all you ladies, if you see someone that you'd like to meet, you know, check it out. Go talk to them. Go say hi. It doesn't mean you're easy. It just means you're a human being saying hi.
Or drop
that's
your
true
purse in front of them. Just drop your purse.
Right.
No, I dropped my purse.
Oh my God,
I'm so sorry. I hope nothing hit you. I know there's like weighs like 100 pounds. I'm so sorry. You know, just let the guides, talk to your guides, let them help you. They'll push you in the right direction, literally. I've had that happen. They just push you and you drop stuff and then there's somebody right there.
God bless you, Patty. Hope that helps you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, Patty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Your intuition was right. Yes, and let me see who we got here next. Where we got 917. I believe you're next. Is that correct? 917. Let me see. Are you with us? 917.
I'm with you.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Ellen.
Ellen, how are you, girl?
Just fine, and thank you so much for taking my call.
I want to sing Ellen, Bobellin, Banana Fannin, Bobellin. I don't know why. I just had to do that. I apologize, Gary. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Melissa's a singer, actress, a writer. She's a very talented lady.
That wasn't it, but I just heard that song. Thank you.
You've done better,
listen,
I know.
It's Gary's turn.
No, and you have a nice voice.
Oh, honey, thanks. I'm a jazz singer. That wasn't it, but thank you. Go ahead. Gary, it's your turn. Go ahead, Ellen.
Can you give me some ideas what the next 3 months will be like?
Yes, I can, Ellen, as much as I can cover in a couple minutes here.
Can I just say something quickly, Gary? Everybody
sure
understand that when Gary's doing this reading, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When you do a lithomancy reading, you get even more. I mean, this is so detailed in 3 months and 3 minutes, it's mind-blowing. But if you get a full-on reading, it's going to just change your life. Same with if you do a reading with either of us. You know, we're not bragging on it. We just know that the guides have so much information to share with all of you. So we do hope that you will contact us outside of, you know, the shows and everything so that we can help you even further.
That's true, because developing your psychic ability makes the real life, the practical side of your life, work better. It really does. Having said that, Ellen, I've been charging these stones up, and all you have to do is one time very clearly say drop, and it feels right, okay?
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you've got the love stones, so they're coming in the first week or two. So there's a lot of things about family, about love, about commitments, stability, and so forth that you're working on to get things like I guess where you have a feeling of power again, and you have a feeling of vision, and you have a feeling of luck and organization. So as you go through that in the first couple of weeks, don't be afraid of, even though there's pressure on you, don't be afraid of exerting your intelligence, your knowledge, your feelings. And it helps with a lot of things about love and family and so forth, such that by the second into the third week here, timing's really good for you. You've really worked a lot of things out, and you're realizing through almost like deciding in this first couple of days or week that no matter what, you can come out ahead even with a lot of pressure on you. Because by the third and fourth week, it works real well for you emotionally. You've learned how to heal. You've learned how to let go of a lot of stuff. You've learned how to move forward with a lot of enthusiasm rather than feeling like you're trapped or there's only so many options. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, with Jupiter and Mercury, you're starting to really make a lot of good decisions about expansion that you probably can't make right now because you have to kind of reorganize to get a breath. But you don't have to spend that much time on it within these next couple of weeks as you get a lot of luck back in your life, some sheer determination almost. It sets you on a path of feeling emotionally more balanced and certainly a lot more fortunate in plans and money and finances, that sort of thing. And toward the end of this three-month period, there's a lot of issues about place, about future plans, about relationships, things that have changed, how to organize all that, get it in order. And real quickly here, this life stone is pointing outside, it's outside the circle. So what this is showing me is you're making commitments right now in the first week or two to really not only organize and feel good things about family and love, but through this three-month period, what you're learning is really going to help you have a new starting power in the future. It's going to set the stage for a whole new chapter in your life, so you heal quicker, so you move on quicker, you make better decisions, and you expand in career, and you certainly solve a lot of emotional issues. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It sounds wonderful.
And also, what came through also is that you've had some feelings of just trust. Not that you've had trust issues, but just trust. And now's the time to really kick into gear the idea of trust and trusting, because it's going to serve you really, really well.
And I'm sorry, did you mean like trust in source, trust in other people?
Just
you mean
the word
that?
Trust is what came through, that you've had some issues that things challenge trust, and now's the time to really kick in this concept of trust. That's
okay.
The guidance. I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Yes, I think I know. I understand it. I do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Good luck, Ellen. And I think one thing about trust is you have to trust your relationship with God and the universe.
Yeah.
And everything else
yeah.
from there down is a lot easier. We don't know everything. We don't know how everything's going to work. But if we trust, we
yeah.
believe, we have faith, we're bringing the light to us. We're not running away from it. Okay?
Okay?
God bless you,
thank
Ellen.
You so much. Good night.
Take care. And sing the name game song whenever you feel low. Sing that name game song because your name is part of it. Whoa.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why we have Melissa, because she is truly wild and we love her on the psychic.
I am wild. I'm wild. We're wild. Gary, we're wild. The stones are wild. Everything
you
is wild.
Great energy. You got great energy, Melissa. I'm going to miss you, girl. But
thank you, honey. You too.
267. 267. You have to turn. Well,
what the heck was that?
That was area code 267. I'll try back in a minute, but you have to cut off all the noise. It was just overwhelming, 267. So if you hear me,
yeah,
cut
that
off
was
all
like,
the
that stuff. Sounded like something from another time zone or something.
Pretty hard to deal with. We'll move on to 914. 914, can you hear us?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Great. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name
What's
is Tatiana.
What is it again?
Yeah.
Repeat it.
Hello, my name is Tatiana.
Well, that's beautiful.
Tatiana?
Yes.
Hi, Tatiana. How can we help you?
Go to town, Melissa. Go
how
give
you
her some
doing?
Magic.
I'm going on with the Tati girl. What's going on, Tatiana? How can we help you?
I was wondering if you could tell me what my spiritual guides are saying.
You have to be really specific, honey. We don't have an hour for reading.
Oh, okay.
We only have a couple minutes.
For work? if the people that I'm surrounded with now are good for a work project that I'm undertaking.
Oh. Kind of meh. They're like, well, yeah, it looks like somebody could stab you in the back. It looks like you have these brilliant ideas. And if the image, here's an animal spirit totem, a fox. So you have to be smart as a fox, and you have to watch out for the foxes. Not to be negative, it's just that you have great ideas, and you're so creative that you want to protect yourself. You have the answer to this already in your heart. You already know what it is you want to do. If you have any doubts in your mind, take a little bit more time before you commit to the project and really feel it out a little bit more, because you want to be able to be the director of it. You want to be the one that's in charge of it. And if you find that there are a couple people that don't have your back, but you still need to move forward with the project, you just take a little bit more time before you commit. Your guides are saying, you know, have a little bit more time to meditate, to think. They also want you to look up the animal spirit totem fox, because he has a message, or she or he, whatever fox shows up. You can Google fox totem or fox medicine, and you'll get some really profound guidance from it.
Wow.
Okay.
Excellent. Could you tell me if in particular one of these people that I have to watch out for is a woman that I'll be dealing with shortly, if she'll be okay for me?
Your guides are just saying keep your ducks in a row, because they're saying it's boys and girls on the team.
That's why I'm asking.
So,
I think one of the boys.
If you have hesitancy, you've got to trust your intuition more, is what the guidance is too. If you have hesitancy about a woman coming in, be aware. You're in control. You're in charge of this project. They're not saying yay or nay. So they want you to trust yourself a little bit more, because what they're saying to me is, we can't tell you how to run the show. We can only help guide it. So call on them more, and, you know, just trust your intuition more.
Okay.
It's gonna serve you and lead you well in this situation, Tatiana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
That's all we got time for, honey.
Okay. All right. I was going to say a time frame of when it'll really kick off, like a month, 2 months.
Well, your guides just said if you have any questions about it not being the right people, you're going to have to stop for a minute and you know, think about it a little bit. 2 to 3 months is what's for the max, is what, for 2 to 5 months, 6 months, there's no time frame yet. You call the time frame, you call the shots. But if you need some time down to discover if this is the right group, you can hold the project back a little bit. Gary, what do you think?
I was pretty well agreeing with you. I think the one thing you have to do is realize that there's a lot of stuff that's just not written in stone. We make it happen by the way we approach it, by the way we think about it. Yes, some stuff not written in stone. I'm not going to be born a woman in Russia this time. But there's a lot of potential that we have as people, and we can bring to ourselves miracles a lot bigger and better than we believe. No, we don't. There's not always a push button one and open door number one. Life's just not that predictable all the time. But as far as what you were saying, Melissa, about opening herself up and so forth and believing in herself, absolutely. Think big. Think big. Life's going to slap you down in a little bit anyway. It's going to throw a curveball. So think big so you end up with 300 instead of 50.
And trust yourself more. This is why this is happening. You know, like Gary was tested about the keys. You're being, you know, our guides are, that's their mission, you know. When we work with them and they give us permission, they're guiding us. So they're not telling us what to do unless it's an emergency situation or something like that. But they're guiding us. So your lesson here, part of your lesson is to tap into your intuition more and to protect your gifts. So that's about you trusting your voice inside more. That's why all this is happening. That's why you're asking all these questions. Should I? And you already know the answer. Probably not this person. Probably yes, this person. I'm in control. I'm going to take a little longer than 2 months. All those are your answers. You already know that. So you have to just catch up to that.
Wow. Yeah, that's eye-opening. Thank you.
I just got chills when that came through. So woohoo! We know that. Oh, my God. Yeah. All the best, Tatiana.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you have time to see something regarding my mom?
No, sweetheart. We have to move on, honey. Only one question per people, okay? Call us and book a reading with us. We're there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank
Bye.
You. Have a great
You're
evening.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. All the best.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Thank you.
God bless you, girl. We've only got a few more minutes. Probably won't get to everybody, obviously, but we'll get to 402. Are you there, 402, area code?
Hi, yes, this is Diane.
Diane, how are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, 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 good. I've decided it's good, 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 because the alternative is no fun, 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 fun.
There you go.
I decided everything's going to be good, 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 good. I'm too old to think in terms of bad crap that can happen. It's proved itself, so I think in terms of good stuff. That's the answer to your question. Having said that, Diane, how can I help you, girl?
Oh, just wondering if you saw any new things that I might do, avenues of prosperity coming in for me, and what
okay.
I can do to take responsibility to jumpstart that.
I'll tell you what, we've got just a little less than 4 minutes, so you say drop, I'll tell you what I see. I'll let Melissa give about 30 seconds, and then we're out of here. So you just say drop whenever it feels right, Diane.
Drop.
Okay. Well, actually, yeah, what you need to really do is start thinking outside the box. Be real creative. You've kind of done it a little bit, but you haven't quite maximized your potential. And part of this is so you can eliminate your fears about being either boxed in or not getting the right job. Start really seeing yourself much broader. You've got the necessity equipment, whether it's education or techniques and so forth. But start challenging yourself to think real big, just as I was saying a while ago. And by the second, third week, you're going to find that's actually starting to work for you real well. It's giving you good direction. It's giving you a feeling of balance. And by the fourth and fifth week here, I feel like if you haven't landed the right career, job, or step by then, you're soon about to. What you're learning through this process real quickly, don't have too much time, is how to, even though you're faced with the unknown, and a lot of things of the past, probably love relationships you're trying to start, settle out, break through feeling burdened or feeling limited or feeling like your timing's not right. Break through that mindset because the magic stone is right next to it. And it says just change the way you're looking at things. Whatever happened yesterday, like a musician, you hit a bad note, you don't have to hit it twice. And by the end of this 3 months period, yeah, you learn from it.
If it's jazz, you play it three times.
If it's jazz, you do play it three times. But believe in that girl. It's going to really help you with your career, your environment, and love. So you quit being afraid of being real brave. That help you? Melissa, you got anything to add in about 30
yeah,
seconds?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing when you started talking was like plants and greenery were showing up, and then the seeds were showing. So I was thinking, you know, do you want to do anything with gardening or plants or something? That'd be great. If you don't, then they're saying the seeds are planted and the plants are, it's coming. There was sunshine and a white picket fence when you were talking. So that's
great.
A good thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank
you
both
so very
much. You've
got, like, two options there. You can, like, do gardening and know it's coming, whatever.
There you go. That works for me.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you both so much.
Were you thinking of doing stuff with plants, Diane?
I'm getting more interested in herbs and learning more about that. Not for a job, but just kind of my own health and for friends and things like that.
Well, you know, that could lead you to other work. So that's a double-headed message. Yeah, out of the park. There you go, girl. Don't deprive yourself of that part of your path if that calls to you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Diane. And
bless
to all
you too.
Folks, again, you can go back to this show, Psychics Going Wild on Blog Talk Radio. This and you can download the recording or you can listen to your reading again. We've only got just less than a minute, and I wanted to really thank you, Melissa, for being such fun to work with. I'm going to miss you, girl. You got great energy.
You.
I just love your energy. You know.
You too, Gary. It's been so much fun.
I have to come out to L.A. or you have to come to Texas. We'll have to jam, girl.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I've been a musician.
I want to thank everybody, too. Everybody, thanks for tuning in and calling. Stay in touch. You know where to find us.
Absolutely. And this is probably my last show with Melissa, at least temporarily. So I'll be on next week, next Monday. I'm not sure who with. Melissa, I look forward to working with you again, girl. Stay
Thank
happy,
you
stay,
too.
Stay beautiful, okay?
Thank you, Gary. Back at you.
God bless you. You folks go to psychicsgonewild.com. Check on Melissa Berman and Gary Wimmer. See you folks next week. God bless you. Have a good weekend, folks.